divine order of life. Harmony through balance. The Quran draws attention to a profound principle of creation in the words, "We created pairs of all things so that you might reflect." 51:49. This statement is not merely descriptive. It is an invitation to understand the structure of life itself. The world is not a random arrangement of elements, but an organized system built upon balance, complementarity, and interdependence. Among the clearest examples of this principle is the creation of human beings as male and female. Man and woman together form a complete unit. This pairing is not accidental. It is part of a deliberate design established by the Creator. Recognizing and accepting this design is essential for a balanced and meaningful life. Attempts to ignore or redefine this natural order ultimately lead to confusion and imbalance. The existence of pairs implies that each part has a role to play. A system can function smoothly only when its components understand their responsibilities and act accordingly. In the human context, this means that both men and women must recognize their respective roles within the broader framework of life. Traditionally, this division has been understood in functional terms. The man is primarily responsible for external responsibilities, earning a livelihood and managing affairs outside the home, while the woman takes charge of organizing and nurturing the internal environment of the household. This arrangement is not a matter of superiority or inferiority, but of practical complementarity. Each role supports the other, and together they create stability. However, the success of this system depends not merely on division of labor, but on mutual understanding and cooperation. A household cannot function effectively if each side acts independently without regard for the other. For instance, if financial planning within the home does not take into account the limits of income, it creates strain and conflict. Similarly, if relationships that are important to one partner are disregarded or opposed by the other, it disrupts the harmony of the family. In reality, the family is a unit that requires emotional intelligence as much as practical organization. It calls for patience, consideration, and the ability to prioritize collective well-being over individual impulses. When either partner begins to act solely on personal feelings, without regard for the overall balance, the natural order is disturbed. It is therefore important for individuals, especially within close relationships, to rise above momentary emotions and view their roles in the light of a larger purpose. A person is not an isolated entity, but part of a system. Recognizing oneself as one half of a larger whole encourages humility and responsibility. It leads to a willingness to adjust, to compromise, and to contribute positively. The natural world offers many examples of such harmony. The sun, the earth, the atmosphere, all function in precise coordination. Each element performs its role without conflict, and this collective balance makes life possible. The same principle applies to human life. The family, as the basic unit of society, must reflect this harmony if it is to remain stable and productive. This also means that one must be mindful not only of personal rights, but also of duties. Modern thinking often emphasizes individual rights, but the smooth functioning of any system depends equally on the fulfillment of responsibilities. Within a family, this includes respect for extended relationships, sensitivity towards others' feelings, and a commitment to maintaining bonds rather than weakening them. It is important to understand that such conduct is not about submission to another human being, but about aligning oneself with the order established by the Creator. When a person acts with this awareness, their actions acquire a higher meaning. They are no longer driven merely by personal preference, but by a sense of purpose and responsibility. The principle of pairs extends beyond the relationship between man and woman. It reflects a broader reality. Life itself is a network of interconnected relationships. Every individual is part of a larger chain of cooperation. Society functions because people fulfill their roles and maintain their connections with others. If even one link in this chain weakens or breaks, it affects the whole system. This is why personal conduct has wider consequences. By maintaining integrity, fulfilling responsibilities, and respecting the natural order, each individual contributes to the stability of the whole. The principle of pairs is a reminder that life is based on balance and cooperation. Success lies in recognizing one's place within this system and acting accordingly. When individuals align themselves with this natural order, they create harmony within themselves, within their families, and within society at large. A person is not an isolated entity, but part of a system. Recognizing oneself as one half of a larger whole encourages humility and responsibility. It leads to a willingness to adjust, to compromise, and to contribute positively. The greatest secret of all success is patience, while the greatest secret of all failure is impatience.